professional. Professional.
Maximum professional.
Yeah.
She can't help it. She was replaced with a robot.
I am a real woman.
You're an L-shaped woman.
My vagina shoots sparkles.
Welcome to Dotcast, episode 245. Chewas are magic. I'm Zavrin.
Chewbacca's are magic?
Yes.
Okay. I'm Shiva.
I'm Vagina Sparkle.
I'm Vajazzled.
I'm Chulo Kyo.
Oh, man. Keeping it professional as always.
See.
Look what's 7-Eleven for Slurpees.
Get your Slurpees and mix in some DMX. And...
I'm Elfuzz Wolf.
Elfuzz. So it's been another magical week in the magical land of magical North Texas, where not a lot has gone on. At least it's really that exciting.
70-20-20-70-70-50-60-60-20-20-20.
What?
Yeah,
your
fucking
tire
weather.
Pressure.
Yes.
No. Yeah, the weather's been shit. That's always awesome.
Yeah.
Going from, hey, it's 80 degrees, and then the next day it's like 20, and there's ice on the ground.
Yeah. It's not that the...
That was harsh.
It's not that there's ice. It's the fact that it was 80 the day before.
Yeah, it's not that, like, it's hot in the summer and cold in the winter. It's that it went from summer to winter in one day.
Yeah.
Well, worse than that. So, we knew that there was a cold front coming in. And I asked Sarah, okay, look at the weather. Tell me what time the front is supposed to hit. Okay. So he goes and he looks and says, yeah, about noon the next day. That's when the temperature's really going to drop. I think he somehow confused a.m. with p.m. as far as noon, because, so we left all the windows open, because it was fairly warm in the apartment, and I wake up like around 4 a.m., and I am freezing, because the windows on, the fans on, we hadn't, you know, really drawn up many of the blankets, and I was like, oh my god, I look at the temperature, it's 29, it was like 65 when I went to bed.
Yeah.
And it's
your neighbors must have thought you were straight up retarded.
So I get up, I close the window, I pull up the blankets, I, you know, just like, what the fuck?
Scrape off the icicles.
Yeah.
De-ice.
Knock the frost off my chest.
Ice scraper and go to it.
So when you said that, it made me think of those toys when you're a kid, when they're metal, and you pull the string real hard on the back and the sparks shoot out. Mm. That's what I thought of a vagina when you were saying that.
My vagina does not spark.
Well, that's good.
It should. That would
you're
be
only
awesome.
Partially replaced by a robot, not entirely
yes.
replaced by a robot. So, yeah, I mean, not a ton exciting in my world. I played a bunch of Vidja because a lot of my projects are kind of stalled right now. I played Diablo 3's not ass anymore. Their new loot system's pretty awesome.
Actually, yeah, Sarah was saying it's pretty good.
I actually did buy the next expansion. I was like, oh, god damn it, I guess I will. Because
I haven't yet.
I did put a bunch of time into the original game, but the systems that they'd had in place really killed it for me after I had to play through like the third time to get to the hardest difficulty level. And now they just kind of fucking change it wherever there's like 10 different difficulty settings. And it goes from normal and gets harder. And you actually get significant bonuses for playing on the harder modes.
But just, I got something slightly better. And it's still not good enough to help me at all.
But, like, the loot is now tailored for your class. So you don't end up getting, like, it's a wizard staff with strength on it. And other retarded bullshit that you had to deal with.
Yeah. It's like, why did you give this? This is useless. Stop fucking giving me this shit.
Yeah, I agree. It's a fucking travesty.
You have no idea.
No, I don't.
Vagina sparks.
Go back and look into your porn. Go look at porn, Fuzz.
Okay.
I played Elder Scrolls Online beta open beta weekend.
I saw that. It doesn't really do much for me.
It's ass.
Yeah.
Which one?
Elder Scrolls.
Oh, okay.
It's an MMO. It's a neutered Elder Scrolls game. So, like, the last one, I put, like, 120 hours into Skyrim, and I put a bunch of hours into Oblivion, and a crap load of hours into Morrowind. So I've been playing the series since it went 3D. Because other stuff, you know, I didn't really have a good computer at the time and I was too young. But this is like, we took most of the elements of Elder Scrolls, MMO fight it up, and put you in the world with a million other assholes.
Mm-hmm.
And you're all the chosen one.
You're the chosen.
You are the chosen one.
And all of your friends.
You are the chosen one. You're all the chosen one.
Was it Oprah up there? You're a chosen one. You're a chosen one. Yes. Everyone's a chosen one.
Yes.
This sounds like a slush pile of fantasy novels.
Yeah.
It kind of is.
And, like, there's, you know, in Skyrim, you can look in the box and look in boxes and steal things from stuff and and pick up, you know, it's like, hey, look, there's a table with a bunch of shit on it. Well, you can take all that shit and go vendor it the next town over. Like, I'm stealing your silverware and your plates and just other tchotchke bullshit. And you can't do that in the game.
You're like China, man.
Bootleg!
You can, you know, you can't take things from people. Like, in Skyrim, when you kill somebody, you can loot what they're wearing.
Not here.
Like, if
you can literally take the clothes off their back?
Yeah. When you kill them, you can take all their shit, and they will be left on the ground. Them.
Well, that's okay, then.
Well, you can also, if you're a really good thief, you can steal shit off them while they're wearing it and still alive and in oblivious.
I took your underwear. Thanks, me.
Yes, you can steal the underwear off a character, more or less.
Wow.
While they're still wearing pants. But anyways, they've just...
It's like in Zoolander, the contest they have in Zoolander.
But its biggest crime is that it's just boring. You know, you're put out in this world, there's no direction, the quests are incredibly vague. You can't do two quests in the same area at the same time.
You have to finish one, run back, do it again.
Yeah, so this is the what really, like, killed it for me. Well, one of the many things. You're going after this fucking gym in this cave, right?
Mm-hmm.
And outside there's this dude who's been fucked up by the goblins that are in said cave. And like, yo, kill the fucking king. He killed my friends. I want his crown. All right, fine, whatever. So I go in there on the gym quest, and I'm in this little dungeon. It's really fucking short. And there's the named goblin, the guy I'm supposed to kill anyway, and he's standing in front of the chest I need to get the gem out of. All right, whatever. So I kill his ass, doesn't drop his fucking crown. And I'm like, fuck. I get the gem, go outside, and then immediately get stuck in a unexitable dialogue scene. Mm-hmm. So they voiced a lot of things in the game.
Mm-hmm. But it's nattering on.
Yeah, but it takes over the screen. You can't move. And, like, they're on the left-sided screen, and their text is overlaid because, you know, they're speaking it, but if you're deaf, you know, you gotta have the text. And sometimes they have accents and shit. But the game basically got stuck in this, so I had to actually log out, relog, and it, like, booted me back a little distance. It didn't really matter. But then when I went to go back and do the other quest, it wouldn't let me back in the cave. It was like, you've already been in this cave. Too bad. So it was just, like, lots of little bullshit things and just being really boring.
It's really clunky by the sound.
Mm. Yeah, and the combat is Morrow. There's, like, some hotkey abilities, but it's basically M1, 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 M1.
Mm-hmm.
Swing, 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 swing. Even dual wielding, you know. Previously, you, like, had independent weapon swinging. Nope.
No.
If you're dual wielding, you swing both of them in a really kind of retarded fashion. And hey, Wildstar. Are you looking at Wildstar?
Sarah did. I haven't gotten an invite yet. And,
did he get an invite or did he just get in one of the weekend keys?
I think he got one of the weekend keys.
Yeah, because I got one of the weekend keys. Wildstar is a space fantasy MMO that's being made by
furries! It has furries in it!
It has furries in it. It does have furries in it. It has multiple furries in it. Like, four different furry races.
Fuck yeah, furries!
So we've hit the relevant
This is my only input, sorry.
This is something that Fuzz can get interested in.
Because there'll be porn of it.
Of course. There already is porn of it. It's like, hey, those dragon. Ooh, they look kind of hot. Porn. It's like the game's barely out of, the race is introduced. Porn.
Mm-hmm.
There's like a race to see who can get the first porn of.
Yeah, it's like, oh my god, they pornified this new episode 10 minutes after it aired, you know. So it's basically, it's been described as space colonial Britain and space cowboys fight over space Australia. And story-wise. So you have the evil Dominion, who are a bunch of religious zealots and holier-than-thou dudes. With the addition of some dragon-looking dudes and homicidal space hamsters. And, you know, they kind of follow the tropes a little bit. So it's like the Draken or the bestial, you know, honor-bound. They're kind of like space orcs in a way. That would be like their closest WoW XP. It would be space orcs, kind of. Then you have the Chua, which are the killer space hamsters. They have huge finnick-like ears, and they're really cute and really apparently psychotic. They're the gnome XP. And they, you know...
And you just like it because they got finnick ears.
I'm trying to map in my head the analogies that you're making, and it's coming out looking like a Plinko board from Price is Right.
Well, okay,
you're just sort of all over the place there.
I'm explaining it to Shiva in a way that she can understand, and the listeners will probably understand as well.
Oh, wow. are you mansplaining to the woman? Is that what you're doing? You Cisco.
No, he's speaking gamer to gamer.
Nerd-splained.
Oh.
So
I hate that word. It's so fucking retarded.
What, you're explaining?
Mansplaining.
But you've got humans on both sides. So on the Dominion side, you've got the Cassians, which are basically the uppity, noble, and kind of humans.
Mm-hmm.
They're space Muslims. I don't know.
No. So they're the ham on the sandwich.
Then you've got the dragon, which are the honorable hunters and warriors, and they're closest to like the Cassians, which are the humans on the Dominion side, are basically blood elves in a way.
So they're mayonnaise.
They very much have they have the red and black color scheme with a bunch of gold, so they kind of fit that design, but they're human. You've got the Chua, which kind of fill the role of the technologically advanced murderous race, except they're space hamsters.
So would that make them more goblins than gnomes? I mean, goblins are far more murderous. Right? They're more careless.
They could be. Yeah, so they'd probably be space goblins in that regard.
And multi-grain bread.
What's the fourth one? Oh, and the fourth one is for the Dominion side is the Makari. They're basically robots.
Mustard.
They're space robots.
What the fuck are you guys doing?
I can't really think of a good XP for them. I haven't played enough of them to really get a feel for them, but they have a nice design.
Okay.
On the Exile side, they're the space cowboys. You've got the humans, which is called humans. And they're
fucking humans.
They're playing white bread.
Yeah, actually, they are very much the redneck. They're space rednecks.
Okay, so like their plain white bread that's been dropped on the ground is a little gritty.
Up to and including, like, they'll have fucking hover cars up on blocks in front of their space trailers.
Lots of dirty gritty.
Oh my god, wait, are you serious? Or
I'm not shitting you.
Oh my god.
Then they've got the Grannok, which are kind of, I would say, like the Tauren in a way.
Mm-hmm.
So they're the Grey Poupon?
They're the big buff.
Cheddar cheese.
They're basically people made of
stone.
They're
the tar and they're the beef.
Mm-hmm. But they're big and tough and all that nonsense. The guy that voices the primary character from that faction is also the guy that voices Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, Jim Cummings?
Roast beef.
Yeah.
Oh, sweet. He's cool. Jim Cummings has voiced fucking everybody.
Yeah, so it's really funny though because like the character was really foul mouthed and angry. And
did he do Optimus Prime too? Jim Cummings?
No. I think that was Peter Cullen. There's been a couple people, I think. But no, Jim Cummings did Darkwing Duck and Nega Duck. Louie and Don Carnage from Tailspin.
So he's done a lot of shit.
And Ed the Hyena and Lion King.
There's also the Mordesh, which are basically they're space forsaken. They are space forsaken, up to and including the lull. We have all this fucking medical science shit and poisons and nonsense.
Wow.
Their general thing is, yo, we have this plague, and the Cassians are fuckheads and caused it on us, and they blockaded our planet, and, you know, these motherfuckers are going to pay. They are the ball lickers. When, mm-hmm. in fact, basically the Cassians were trying to keep them from spreading their shit. So basically, they're straight up space forsaken.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really like their designs. I don't really like the Forsaken. So,
floating space sandwich.
And then the last race.
No, they're the moldy cheese.
They're the blue cheese.
Blue cheese. Yeah,
and the last race is the.
This sounds like a really gross sandwich.
Is the Auron. And the Auron.
Orange?
Auron.
Okay.
They are the furriest furries that ever furried furry. They're basically.
Are they foxes because they're orange?
Well, they can be. They have like 8 or 9 different skin tones. The males and females have different.
Is ebony an option?
No.
Is ivory?
There's white, and then there's, like, gray. There's actually... They have the colors of, like, the main six and pony.
Oh.
As an option.
Like pastel?
Yeah, they have, like, pastel skin tones. Well, actually, the ponies and pony are...
Can you give them really horrible tattoos around their eyes?
No.
So that race would be the spray cheese.
But the thing is that they have big fluffy tails, and they have, like, you can do the fox tail, I think, and they have fox ears and bunny ears, and they're definitely the furry bait race, and they're the XB for the night elves.
Mm-hmm.
They're the nature-loving hippie faggots. Their leader is voiced by Tara Strong.
Ah.
Doing her Twilight Sparkle voice.
Oh, really?
So it's brony bait as well as furry bait?
Yes.
So main six plus... Tara Strong plus furry. They're just, it's a carrot on a stick, just going,
yeah.
here boy.
But basically, furries are either going to play, they're going to play the Auron, or they're going to play the Chua, or they're going to play the Draken, especially if they're dragons.
Mm-hmm. The scaly fans.
So it's like straight up, there's maximum furry bait in this game, and it's the primary thing is it's made by a bunch of vanilla WoW devs.
Mm.
And from everything I've seen and from everything I've heard, people are really, really liking it. And
it looked really interesting.
It has a really good art style.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is
I've watched some of their stuff, and their art style is kind of cartoony, and they're talking like, I'm so badass. It's like, it's a cartoonish game, and you're talking like,
well,
I'm going to rip your balls off.
WoW is a kind of cartoonish game. It's a game with an art style. It's one of those things that, like, WoW is nearly 10 years old, and... It has a particular visual style.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't try to look realistic, which is why it doesn't look like utter ass today.
Mm-hmm.
There's some parts.
Didn't try.
There are some parts that look pretty bad, but it's a 10-year-old game. But the style holds up. This is what they're trying to go with. And if you ever played the Ratchet and Clank games, or
I know what
what's
you mean.
The other Ratchet and Clank and Jak and Daxter, that series.
Mm-hmm.
That's the kind of style you're going to be looking at.
So, what was the name of this again, and where can we find it, sir?
WildStar. It's like WildStar Online. They've got a bunch of videos on YouTube and stuff.
Google that shit!
They're kind of doing the whole, like, Team Fortress 2 did a lot of, like video.
Meet the blah.
Yeah.
Meet the stalker. Meet the medic.
Meet the furry
that's
bait.
That's how I know half as what I do about TF2, is they made amusing... Meet the whatever.
Yeah. And they've actually done that. They've talked about, like, how there's, like, one of the things that they're really big on is customization.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you can customize the shit out of your mount.
Oh, yeah.
And customize the shit out of your house.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get things in the world that actually provide a benefit.
Can you make a furry house? Like, a furry apartment with, like, stains all over the floor?
And a million goddamn plushies. You can have up to 300 items in a given house.
And 299 of them are plushies and one condom.
That sounds like my house.
And the thing is they have sort of a Second Life-ish... Basically, things are... You can move them on the grid and scale them up and down. So you can put, like, little plush, like this giant fucking teddy bear on the corner. Or whatever the fuck the plushes are.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But they're just really trying to...
They're making... They're trying to do a lot of things, and they seem to be doing them pretty well. They have things like scenarios. They call them adventures, which is just like they're 5-man in hard as balls. They're really fucking hard.
Let's battle!
That's one of the things, actually, that they're trying to do, is they're trying to make the game actually legitimately hard. if you overpull, you're going to die, even if you're, like, level 5.
Oh, I'm legitimately hard right now thinking about those fairies.
Yeah.
I might just overpull.
We'll chase the dog and then the human. I'm sorry you said Adventure Time.
What?
But they're, like, trying to launch with, like, 3 or 4 different raids plus, like, 20 and 40-man content.
When are they launching this? Well, you said the beta's on right now.
They're still doing the beta. They're winding down the third phase of beta, and they're going to be either launching the fourth phase, God, this next week.
Okay.
And they're going to be releasing information about, like, the release schedule and when you can start pre-ordering this shit, like, on the 10th.
So they're cleaning the cum off the servers.
Yeah. Well, like, they released, like, 20,000 more weekend beta keys for this weekend so people can get their eyes on and hands on the game. And, guess what I'm doing tomorrow?
I don't know.
So, I've been going to the gym, right? And I've been going, like, every other day. But I've gone 4 times this week. I went last night, and I'm like, wait a minute. Friday's leg day. I don't skip leg day. You don't skip leg day. But
what happens in a gym stays in a gym.
But I was like, fuck it. I will go to the gym again today and do my leg day stuff because I'm totally taking the day on Friday and just playing the shit out of Wildstar.
Priorities.
Yeah, well, you know.
Get a chair Stairmaster. And...
You know, I thought of doing that at work.
I know people that have done that.
Yeah.
But yeah, the Wildstar looks knees. Like massive furry bait in a lot of ways.
Mm.
Pretty much, if there's a particular style that appeals to you, you're going to find something that'll pop a boner once somebody sexifies
it. And that's
it.
The other thing is you can do combat or exploration or
well, I mean, you still got to do your standard PvE stuff. The quests are still quests similar in the MMO mold. But like the one difference that they have is like the path system. Which does not involve hyenas in any shape or form.
Since they come in pastel-y colors and you can do fox things, you could make a crystal.
Yep.
Probably. Everybody's furry for crystal.
You could probably make a blue skin-toned fox-eared bunny space bunny person, space fox person.
And call it crystal. There you go.
Yep.
Do that. First furry that does that wins the internet. No, yep. Not really.
It will happen.
Wins the internet 10 years ago.
Crystal from Star Fox?
Yes.
Okay.
Star Fox Adventure, specifically.
Yeah.
She was the blue furry bait in the loincloth.
She was the tits.
Yeah.
And the everyone's furry for crystal
I played the first Star Fox, and it was okay. I didn't really get any of the following ones. So.
Well, Star Fox Adventures was kind of like a Legend of Zelda knockoff.
Yeah.
Where the characters were actually outside of their spaceships for once.
Yeah. It wasn't that good.
Okay.
I remember playing the original. I was like, oh, wow, 16-bit graphics.
Look at this 3D shit in 10 frames per second.
Super SNES. Wow.
But yeah, the path system is wait, like... It doesn't matter what your class or race is. You still have 4 options. You can be a soldier, settler, scientist, or... Fuck, what's the 4th one?
Dildo peddler.
Dildo peddler. And basically each one has different things that they can do in the world that's separate from their class. It's independent. So, like, the soldiers, they get access to weapons differently, and they have different... they have in-world challenges. Oh, explore is the 4th one.
Sorry, I just...
It doesn't involve dildos at all.
I just remembered a meme today when you said everything in a world, and I thought... Yeah, I can show you the world. The line from the song Aladdin. Yeah. It is a picture someone's drawn of Aladdin singing on a magic carp ride. He's standing in the back of a giant magic carp with this crazy look.
God. The explorers basically have jumping puzzles they can do, and they get access to like special dungeons. That are specific to explorer types.
Mm-hmm.
Settlers pick up shit out in the world and can set up buff stations that benefit your local area. And basically, you get access to personal buffs better than other people. And the scientist basically, you go around the world, scan shit, and it basically
just learn about it.
And learn about it. It does, like, it's the lore hound thing.
Make it so.
And so it has some really neat features. I'm going to get some hands-on time this weekend, and I'm sure I'll talk about it on
next week
for sure. NDA, fuck the NDA.
Oh, non-disclosure agreement. You're supposed to sign one for the beta, is that?
You have to click one. Yeah, they're like, well, you can't post screenshots, and you can't stream, and you can't post video.
Mm.
And you can't fucking tell me I'm not going to talk about it on a podcast for Furfags.
That would kind of ruin the word of mouth aspect, I suppose.
Yeah, that's the whole point. It's like, they don't want you posting video and screenshots and whatnot, but they're totally fine with people hyping this shit out of the game.
I would hope so, or yeah. They're doing it wrong.
So, that's what I'm excited for.
It looks really good. Sarah's been trying to drag me kicking. Well, it's because I'm slowly but dragging, and he's trying to get me into playing League of Legends.
Ugh, MOBAs.
Yeah, it's, well...
They're not my thing. The community is... They're really good if you have a set number of people to play with,
mm-hmm.
and they're not so much if... you're playing with random assholes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Douchebags.
It was like that thing I was posting. It's like Dota 2, 10 out of 10, best racism simulator. It's like, the best way to make you racist today. It's like, which version of Brazil would you like to play with today?
What?
It's like, 10, like, rate the game 10 out of 10. I now instinctively hate all Brazilians and Russians.
What's the matter with Brazilians? Do they just dominate it?
No,
they're brown.
No, it's because there's not independent servers for specific language speakers. So you can get stuck with a Korean, a Russian, a Brazilian, and maybe one other English speaker in your game.
Korean.
And when the game requires you to communicate... And say, I'm going mid, I'm jungling, I'm taking central, blah, blah, mm-hmm. blah. I'm going top.
Mm-hmm. And you can't, don't speak.
And one person's typing in Cyrillic, one person has Korean, one person is speaking in Brazilian, and you can communicate to the other person, they call you a cracker.
Hey, whitey!
It's like, I'm a fucking orc, what are you talking about?
Fuck you, gringo.
I'm not a cracker, I'm a Triscuit, bitch. Mm-hmm.
God. So, yeah.
So what else happened?
The internet exploded.
Yeah, there's not been a lot. I haven't heard much in the way of furry stuff. I mean,
what's the furry fandom status?
I don't fucking know, dude.
Fire, brimstone, yes. Ashes.
So... I don't know if there's any way to help them out or anything that.
Oh, yeah, shit with Nier.
Yeah, this really fucked up thing happened. So Dragonair, at his apartment, he had a storage unit with a bunch of his personal stuff and the majority of FAU's supply stuff.
Oh, shit.
You know, lanyards, equipment, hard drives. He had personal sketchbooks and all kinds of stuff in this storage unit at his complex. And somebody else in the apartment complex was evicted. So when that happens, they go and they take everything from the storage unit and they throw it in a trash compactor.
Oh.
And they did not update the spreadsheet that indicates that this storage unit is owned by Dragonair's apartment. So they trash compacted everything in Dragonair's storage unit.
Oh,
the biggest fucking lawsuit right there.
So what's this stuff? I mean, what are they saying? Are they going to, like, repair it?
I don't think it's been determined yet. I think he's meeting with the leasing office again tomorrow. There's renter's insurance, but I don't know if that'll cover it all. There's
probably going to be lawsuits.
There's a lot of irreplaceable shit, collectibles. He said he had a bunch of Xbox collectible stuff from back in the day.
That doesn't fall under renter's insurance. That falls under, they destroyed your property.
Yeah. And
I mean, some things you just can't replace.
Yeah.
Maybe FAU, hopefully he can go out and get money and replace and buy, like, the lanyards and stuff. But, like, the sketchbooks?
Yeah, like...
I mean, that kind of stuff is a horrific mistake.
On a personal level, the loss of all the irreplaceable personal shit is horrible. And at the same time, I'm also concerned about the convention, because he said it was something like at least like half of FAU's inventory. You know, I mean, you know the kind of shit we have in the Fiesta inventory. There's a lot of equipment and stuff we've collected over the years and everything like that. So
they've got, like, what, 5 or 6 years of shit that they've been able to acquire slowly, as any convention does.
Yeah.
And just, like, if that shit went poof for us, there would be blood.
So keep an eye out on Nier's FA Journal or Twitter account. And, you know, maybe if there's any way to help those guys out, you know, hopefully they'll put it up there. Because I'm like, that's crushing, you know?
I'm just like, how do you make that fucking oversight? I'll just destroy an entire person's life. Oh, the spreadsheet wasn't updated. You would think you would, like, double-check that shit at least.
Yeah, it's like, apparently, this is determined by one spreadsheet that somebody forgot to update. And they're like, and on the strength of that,
somebody's shit.
They're going to destroy, like, 30 grand worth of stuff.
I'm just like, how can they just go through and fucking trash compact your shit, you know?
Yeah, well, if you get evicted, everything gets tossed out.
Yeah, but even then, they fucked up.
Oh, I'm not arguing. It's just that, but I'm just saying that that's part of the...
So that was the news today in the fandom, and I was just like, that sucks on a multitude of levels.
Dun, 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 news in the fandom.
That's, yeah. Yeah, we should have a little intro. Furry news, motherfucker! Yeah. Now, here we are with the Yiff news.
Oh my god, yeah, did you see that new picture that Earth posted? I got such a boner.
So I was looking at this dripping jog cock on FA. Oh, the shade of roll!
Mom, I'm doing my furry podcast! So, speaking of dog dick, Saverin, didn't you want to talk about dog pussy?
What?
The thing you were telling us about. Yeah. Fill us in. Okay, and our new segment, dog pussy news.
Slap, 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 slap.
Fuck's sake, Fuzz. So, 2 weeks ago, we had that question about, like, why do we see anatomically correct dicks, but it's human vaginas everywhere? And I was like, well, just because human vaginas look prettier and whatever. So it was just one of those things we kind of shrugged on. And then, like, the week after that, Bad Dragon introduces a fucking...
Is it a stroker, I guess?
Yeah, it's a stroker that's just, like, they call it a werewolf. It's a fucking dog pussy.
What?
And I'm like, okay, it's Bad Dragon. Whatever.
So, it's not dog pussy, it's dog pancake. Thank you very much.
It's a werewolf. Keep it straight.
It's a werewolf pussy. You can see her fat werewolf clit right there.
Just because it's a vagina doesn't mean it has to keep it straight, you know? That is so non-forward. Oh.
What?
You should check your heteronormative privilege.
Shit, Lord.
God, let's not even go down that road.
Shiva, if we buy you one, will you scissor with it?
I don't think it would do her much good. Actually, Shiva, let me see the...
Your vagina. I was waiting for it there.
Slap your vagina out here and let's give it an inspection.
It's like, does yours look like the alien? I'm making sure that this has Wi-Fi, because Panther's been fucking around with the Wi-Fi around the house, and I don't think he's updated either of the tablets.
Well, mine works on the phone.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, there's only like 4 emails this week.
No, I'm saying I'm on your Wi-Fi and it's working.
Okay.
God, you guys, why aren't you sending in emails? You are such slackers.
Because we haven't really been posting shit onto
Facebook. Yeah, we're close to caught up now. But
well caught up.
Suddenly British. We're well caught up, what?
Well, on my podcast... Oh, wait. Boo!
What podcast?
Exactly. This week I fired Brimstone Cast.
You are a horrible person in a burning head. Oh, God. I just
that was a good voice there.
Daddy sounded like the Windy Kid Butters from South Park.
I'm just reading Dragon Ears post. That's horrible.
Yeah.
That is just like a knife to the guts.
So the South Park RPG came out. South Park,
oh my
the
God.
Stick of Truth. Yes. And apparently it's actually really, it's a good game. And like this 10-year love letter to fans of the show. Mm-hmm. And there's an achievement just called Too Far. And it's like farted on a gay aborted Nazi zombie fetus.
What?
It's just too far. You've gone too far.
Oh yeah, God. I've heard really good stuff about the Stick of Destiny.
And like really good stuff. The shit that they've pulled in, like, because other countries, certain parts had to be censored. So, like, they've replaced the scenes with, like, for Australia, they had to take out a couple scenes. And so it's just this splash page with the crying koalas. Like, your government doesn't trust you enough to see this content. Here's what goes on. Too bad you can't see it. Press A to continue. And then in Germany, it's like the European Union flag, kind of the same thing. It's like, this is where you get anal probed by a Nazi. Can't show you that.
Sorry.
Wait, so they can't show it, but they are allowed to describe it?
Yeah, well, they can describe it because they're not showing it. And then, of course, they accidentally made they didn't edit out any of the Nazi flags and imagery in the game. Because at some point you go and you fight Nazis, like,
yeah,
Illinois Nazis.
Illinois?
I don't know, but they're swastikas and whatever, and they have to take that out on Austria and Germany.
Yeah,
but they didn't. So people were purchasing it in those territories and going,
yeah, they get really butthurt.
Shut up!
Anything with Nazis?
Yeah.
Because, you know, you guys did a horrible thing, and...
You know, I can understand it, but it's still one of those things that, you know, they've released it. America's the only one getting an uncensored release, which is kind of bizarre. Because, you know, they have to tone things down from Japan all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But South Park is
South
public.
Park, Stick of Truth, America, woo!
What, did they have a scene where, like, Godzilla is, like, fucking Japan's buildings in half or something? They're like, we have to take that out.
No.
That's offensive. Like, he's using the Fukushima reactor as a flashlight. And they're like, that's in bad taste.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not big into South Park. But, like, I saw the Giant Bomb Quick Look on it, and it looked pretty funny.
Yeah, like...
Like, the first achievement you get is called Join the KKK.
Wow, that is setting shit off on the right tone.
The thing is, it's like Cartman's Castle Club or whatever. It's Cartman's game, it's his RPG game that they're all playing.
Uh-huh.
They're like LARPing, essentially,
uh-huh,
around South Park. But its initials are the KKK. He's the Grand Wizard of his clan. It's
genocide. I'm just not hearing it.
It is a game for people that can handle offensive content.
Oh, okay.
I need to buy this game.
It's not for Tumblr.
No, I am quite sure that Tumblr has lit effigies of Matt Parker and Trey Stone. I'm probably making their names up. Trey Parker, Matt Stone, whatever.
Yeah.
Whoever okay. the fuck they are. The South Park creators in effigy, the effigy a million fucking times.
And Terrence and Philip.
Uncle Fucker! Yeah.
Blame Canada.
I already do. I did before the movie. I still will. Because Canada is everything.
But oh God, it's like out on most of the systems and PCs.
WoW with one Canadian dude, and we give him such shit. And
is he incredibly polite?
At times.
I love Canadians.
Oh, that was some real good tanking, eh?
Yeah. Oh, your sometimes DPS he goes so hot, but it's okay, you hoser.
He goes a little bit,
Yo, goes.
There's something, you'll say something, suddenly he'll go super fucking Canadian.
Oh, what you talking about, eh?
Yes.
Whoa, where's this maple syrup spell?
We got Molson and hockey up here, yo.
No, I want maple syrup.
Well, you know, whenever if you're leading a group with Canadians and you just dab some maple syrup behind your character's ears and they always follow.
I love Canada's culture, I guess. Like, I never want to live there because I don't think I can handle the cold, but goddamn, other than the cold, it sounds like a great place, you know? Yeah.
Gay marriage, weed.
Timbits.
I miss Tim Hortons. That was my favorite part about living in Michigan.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, but you lived in Michigan.
I know, I hated Michigan. Michigan was the tit hole of America. But they did have Tim Hortons, which
I think I talked about this on the show at the time, but I finally got to taste Tim Hortons last year. So I stopped in Ohio on the drive home from Anthrocon, and I stopped at a Tim Hortons, and I got some of the famous Timbits. I had to get Timbits and coffee, because that's all I'd heard about from Tim Hortons.
See, I like their Timbits, and I love their hot chocolate. Their hot chocolate is the tits.
Mm. I gotta try that next time, man.
Yeah, it's...
One of the few advantages of driving the 20 hours home from Pittsburgh is...
Like, I can get Timbits.
I should have just bought, like, just box after box of those. Like, give me all your Timbits.
They're like, sir, they're not going to be good after a couple days. That's fine. They're not going to make it home.
I'm going to eat them for the next 20 hours.
Okay, car, we're going on coast.
That's funny. That is also my oral technique. I'm going to motorboat these Timbits.
Oh, God.
If I pretend to be Nixon on your dick, would that turn you on or off?
I am not a girl. And you have to do the V thing, like on the nipples, where you're going. This is my new move. It's called the Nixon. Check this shit out.
I think we just made a sexual thing.
And I'm also going to shove audio tapes into your asshole, I believe.
What?
They're gonna sit there for 18 and a half minutes. It'll erase the tapes. So topical with our humor.
Oh, wow. Yeah, we're on topic for like 1974. It's great.
Half our listeners weren't even born anywhere near then. God damn it.
But it's all right. Your assholes, vaginas, and dicks still work the same.
Thank you for your valuable input.
That's what I'm here for. Value.
I don't know why that was so funny.
Like, thankfully they haven't issued any upgrades since then, so all of your factory basic equipment is pretty much the same.
Hey, you never know.
If you have a third nipple, you can get it pierced.
Hey, would you like to check out my firmware?
Oh. I got my third nipple pierced with another nipple. That's what happens now.
I actually saw a picture of someone who had a third nipple who had gotten it pierced. It was just, like, slightly off-centered.
I would get it, like, pierced, and then I would get a tattoo around it with, like, devil horns.
Satan's nipple.
Yes. The third nipple is how I see into my third eye. Yeah.
Let me
like a ball rat.
Switch yeah, where she's, through. Like, the third nipple.
Yeah.
She pops it off and...
Yeah.
And that was, like, the first time I saw tits in a movie. Oh.
Oh, titties. You special.
Wow. I'd seen Porky's in the 80s, like, for that.
I was young and innocent at the time.
You're like, Mom, what's that?
No. I saw it when I was, like, 10.
Is that the devil?
No.
Yes, it is.
And then a friend of mine had a porn tape.
Ba-dum-ba-doo.
It's like the Lord of the Rings episode of South Park. What? They have to return the video to the store.
So, convention-wise, I was just going to throw out, I'm going to be at Biggest Little Fur Con.
Yeah, so you if you want to join
Fuzz's Fox Harem, let him know. And he will
give, he's he will, now he taking will give applications you a number. In the rear.
He will...
I am packing the paddles in the lube.
Including your birthday paddle?
Oh, absolutely.
That's a pretty, pretty
piece. So, well, we should mention that. So at Fiesta, because I wasn't on last week. At Fiesta, Rahada had commissioned a present for me from his friend Havoc, who does woodworking and leather work and stuff like that.
Really good stuff.
So he commissioned for me this gorgeous mahogany paddle. It's mahogany.
Mahogany!
It's leather on one side, and it's just the mahogany wood. It's stained. It's beautiful.
It's like a work of art.
It really is.
Have you used it on anybody yet?
I'm not going to say.
So the answer is yes.
Maybe. But I'm totally going to give it a convention christening at BLFC. But, so that's my beautiful paddle. Anyway, yeah, BLFC, going to that in like 3 weeks. I just randomly decided to go to a convention.
That's in Reno?
That's in Reno. And I'm not dealing. I'm just actually going to go to a convention and hang out. I know like 4 or 5 people who are dealers, so I will probably end up hanging out in the dealer's room chatting and stuff like that anyway.
Actually going to a con to go to a con.
I know.
I'm sorry, every time you say dealers, it doesn't matter how many years it's been, I always think of drug dealers. And I'm like, drugs. Well,
their theme is retro 80s, so I've totally got to get some cocaine.
Hell yeah.
Do some fucking American Psycho cosplay.
And it is Reno, so...
You could just check them dubs.
You could probably just put up free coke and someone would come...
Yeah, snort it off my dick. But, so I actually even... So, yeah, like I said, their theme is retro 80s, which is really the theme that drew me to this con, amazingly. The super sponsor gift is a fucking Rubik's Cube.
Awesome. With the current fashions that are out now, you could get all the neon you could ever fucking want. There's neon everywhere.
So neon. I went to an 80s t-shirt website where they make like t-shirts for adults with old school logos and TV shows and stuff. So I got myself a Teen Wolf t-shirt. So I'm going to wear that at the con.
God, you were such a furry.
I know, right? And there were some other very cool ones, though. There was one of Soundwave from Transformers holding a boombox in the air doing the John Cusack thing from Say Anything. But, yeah, Keo, I didn't tell you. I meant to tell you about this. They have so many Gem and a Holograms t-shirts.
Oh, my God, Gem.
Were you a Gem fan growing up?
I totally was. I love Gem. She was truly outrageous.
I really liked her, too, but then again, you know. My sister, to be fair, was super into it, and I liked it, so.
Aww. Oh, in Savard, they had a retro 80s My Little Pony one, so it was actually, like, the G1 design. The old My Little Pony logo with the rainbow.
Yeah.
So you could be like an 80s brony.
But then you'd just be hated by all the bronies, wouldn't you?
They don't do
that. No, because they'd recognize it. I'm wearing it ironically. And I even added my own Cheeto dust.
Cocoa Montrees.
So I'm going to read an email.
Yeah, you should do that.
Dildos.
I'm sorry, did I bore you in my 3-minute conversation about BLFC? I hope it didn't outshine your 20-minute discussion about video games.
The only thing I've been up to lately is, I've been working overtime. I have not taken a lunch break since we came back from Fiesta. I've just been lunch.
I thought you looked thinner.
What is food?
I haven't eaten lunch. I haven't eaten at all.
No, I've been working straight through lunch, and usually after, I've been having to go home and do a couple hours in the evening. And it's like, God damn, because we've got an audit, and audits are not fun. And we're also about to launch a new product, so it's like two things, meeting where they do, no, it's not a good time to be mixing our metaphors there. Because, oh my God, the two together are having hell.
Something about a sandwich?
Yeah. So, anywho.
Okay.
Email.
So, all right. Triggers, scripts, and con reports.
On dams.
More triggers than a gun show. Hey there, Notcasters. Just got finished with the inaugural Fur Squared Convention up here in Wisconsin.
You know, that surprised me because, like, for some reason, I thought Four Squared had been running for a couple of years. Mm-hmm. I totally didn't realize that this was their first year. So, anyway, so first year con. 415 attendees.
Not bad.
Yeah, about 2,100 for charity, over 1,000 of which was collected during the hour-long charity auction that saw at least three items break the $100 bid level, including a signed con poster and a last-second donation of a partial fursuit.
Nice.
The Artemis event, a multiplayer starship simulator, got extended from they'll be doing this off and on during the con into the hotel gave us an extra room so we could set this thing up through the whole con because they want to play too. And
what,
a number
what
of
game was this?
Artemis.
Oh.
It's run on like multiple iPads.
Yeah,
I think,
it's a Star Trek. Basically, it's a Star Trek space sim where you have like five laptops running the same program and they're synced. Some one person's communications, one person's weapons, one person's engineering and whatever. Huh. And there's a captain who directs it, who's not actually at a console. Somebody brought their own projector and played it at Fiesta, which was kind of cool.
Oh, that's because
like it projects like the environment, mm-hmm. the space environment, and
so
the
it's captain, like captain looking at the main view screen. Basically.
Yeah, and he's like, weapons, bring shields online, open communications, tell them to fuck off.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
Helm. Full speed engines.
Shut up, Wesley.
Wesley, shut up. So yeah, it's pretty cool. That's neat that they had that at the con.
Yeah. And a number of games went swimmingly. I was commuting back and forth every day at a con since I live under an hour away. But next year I might snag a hotel room depending on how things go. It would have been nice to have an easily accessible elevator to the lower level where all the panels were, but that's a fairly minor quibble. All in all, fun was had, snow was driven through, and I got to see what is possibly the gayest shirt ever, Link provided. I haven't looked at it yet, maybe pull it up, Saverin, while I read. I honestly thought it was faded when I first saw it, but then I was told it came that way. We won't really get that until,
We look at it.
I got the chance to drop some significant chunks of change with Rabbit Valley, but we'll have to wait a bit before sending any to Fur Planet. Maybe with my next paycheck. Beyond the con, however, I have a couple questions for the Notcasters. Ones that thankfully don't involve any drama at all.
Oh. Yay!
First, I'm wondering if Fuzz has any advice for how to write comic scripts. I've looked at a handful of examples, and I've got way too many ideas. But honestly, I haven't got a freaking clue where to start to even start. I generally write prose rather than scripts, so I'm a bit lost. So I'm going to address that right quick. I've heard that a...
God, it burns you that much, Fuzz. Grace.
Huh? I've heard that a really good book is Writing Comics by Peter David, who's a veteran author of a lot of novels and also a lot of comics. If anyone knows the difference between the two styles, it would definitely be him. I've been told that I kind of suck at it. So, like, I adapted one of my short stories into what I thought was a good comic script and was told by the artist, it was like, oh my god, we had to do so much work on this. Your script was awful. Not in the content, just in like, the panel layout and shit like that. Like, there's this very particular ways that comics have to be paced and laid out and stuff like that, so... I would totally ask an artist.
What the hell?
I know, right?
Oh, well, for some reason, I had something in the Adam and Eve cart, because I was revving that up, too.
Okay.
The gayest shirt thing, it didn't work. The link did not work.
Okay.
Amazon was like, this doesn't exist. Oh.
Let's see.
The gayest shirt has been outpurchased.
Yeah, yeah, it looks like it's got some weird link code that maybe it's not pulling it up properly. Okay, let me get back to
you. Couldn't possibly be the gayest shirt anyway. I was not wearing it. Thank you.
For all you know, it could be a picture of you from MFM Burger.
We don't talk about that.
Aww. Yes, you are a gay furry. Whoa.
You couldn't believe how gay he was, but little did you know. Next, I'm wondering a bit about what sets off our neighborhood Notcast in their media. For example, I'm really set off by Saverin talking endlessly about fucking video games and parties. Oh, that was me.
Huh.
For example, I'm really set off by a couple of issues that turn up in stories and movies I'm watching. I can't read Twilight, not because of all the things people don't like about Twilight, but rather because the series glorifies relationships that are hideously abusive, both emotionally and physically. And every once in a while, I've run into stories involving fundamentally unjust endings that seriously bother me. I'm really stuffy, sorry. I'm afraid I've got to admit that the otherwise thoroughly enjoyable Dangerous Jade by Foosball is one of these. I liked the characters, I thought the story was hot and the plot enjoyable, but, well, without getting into spoilers, I've been kind of uncomfortable with the ending ever since I read the novella over a year ago. What's really odd is that I can and do enjoy a lot of fiction where characters get away with some heinous acts, but I think what really bothers me is when I get the feeling that the author thinks it's okay and wants the audience to agree with them. Separating spoilers so they're not read on air, but you guys know what I'm talking about. Okay. Sorry.
Are you skimming?
Yeah, I'm skimming because he didn't even want me to read the spoilers on the air, and you know there's some infidelity in the book.
Queen of the Ring,
and a couple of other things. So my own mental foibles aside, or we'll be here all week. What sort of things set you off, guys, or is this just me? Howlingly yours, the Wolfie Man. P.S. Shiva, I'm really sorry about your mom's passing. I really can't think of what else to say except that I hope you can find some comfort with the rest of your family and friends.
I'll be spending a fair bit of time, I think, with my family this upcoming year, just as everybody kind of, it gets a little closer after what's happened.
Yeah. What triggers you, basically?
Well,
my...
Yeah, sure, go for it.
Okay. So, and this has been my issue for a while. And it's gotten better in the last couple of years. So my mate Siam really, really likes wrestling. Really likes wrestling. So there was a couple of years where he would watch it a lot.
Oh, wait, are you sure he's straight? Yes. Because all those oily, sweaty men grab at each other.
I have to take his word for it.
The drama.
Put Sarah in some spandex leotards and then see if, that. Anyway, go ahead.
But regardless, there was quite a while when he was watching it where they would glorify. And I know there's a lot of young kids that really idolize these guys.
Yeah.
And there was a really strong theme for a decade where winning didn't matter. It's just how you won didn't matter so long as you won. So dirty tricks, breaking rules, just being dishonorable, and basically teaching them that glorifying Machiavellian is ideal. It doesn't matter how you win; it just matters that you win. Mm-hmm. And it really bugged me for a while because there's kids out in the crowd cheering when these guys. I mean, some of their biggest stars were bad guys, which I can kind of understand. But they really glorified this whole, ends justifies the means attitude. And it really bugged me because they sold it to kids.
This is like the hitting people over the head with chairs.
And dirty tricks and, punching the ref. Basically, whatever you could do and do sneakily and get away with it, if it gave you advantage, go for it. And right. I kind of see that as a mentality in America right now, that if you can get away with something to get ahead, do it. There's no holds barred. Just kind of... And I kind of saw it as an overall trend in society that this was okay.
Certainly the financial crisis.
Yeah, so... Totally. So I'm watching this as like, wow, is this really something that we want to sell to our kids? And I like villains. I do like villains, but... It really bugs me when they become the stars of the show and people are, glorified for doing this. And
The heels.
Yeah, I like bad guys when they're bad guys. And, this is something to boo, and they're really popular because they're good bad guys.
Vince McMahon all along.
Yeah, so, and then when good triumphs over evil, and, that's kind of where things go, but... Yeah, I don't really like... So that was one of the things that bugged me. Mm-hmm. It's gotten better the last couple of years. A couple of little bits that I've been kind of semi-forced to watch. I.e., I was sitting in the living room ignoring the TV, but I can't help listening now and then while he watched a match, you know.
Right.
I've kind of been happier that he started watching more MMA fights rather than the fiction of WWE.
Mm. Still dudes beating the shit out of each other.
Yeah, but it doesn't have as much of the
MMA has actual blood sport elements in it.
Yeah, really? It's actually physical contests where versus drummed up fake drama, you know. So
it's all a matter of how you take it, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, I can enjoy wrestling. I don't watch it. I occasionally see stuff, but...
I can admire it because one of the things that they do is really physically taxing. I won't lie that what they're doing is physically impressive, and holy shit, how the hell did you not just kill yourself?
It's medieval times, but on cable.
Yeah, so it's kind of the difference between Showboat. It's still a physical job, and congrats on you being able to do that, but there's no actual physical contest or going on. It's all predetermined. It's a show.
Yeah. I mean, it's never been anything else.
Yeah, I know.
That's why they had to change it to WWE.
Entertainment.
Yeah. Because, that and the World Wildlife Fund was kind of like...
The Wildlife Wrestling Federation.
So that was my weird trigger of where I'm kind of not okay with this being a thing.
I really hate shitty endings.
Yes.
I think anybody... Did
they trigger you?
None of us are actually talking about, like, PTSD. Triggers are PTSD. None of us have PTSD. You know, people who... Tumblrites who use triggers in a generalized sense are cheapening the word. But... You know, it's like if... Well, okay, let's say, for example, the ending to one of Siani's books is a what-the-fuck-out-of-nowhere ending. And that was just like, what the fuck? It's like, oh, hey, by the way, there's this character and this character just die at the end of the book.
Spoilers, bro!
I didn't say which one it was. He has lots of books, and I'm sure lots of characters die, but this was like, well, both protagonists.
Oh, the random college romance book. They all die and the building explodes.
Is that a deep left?
I want to write that now.
It's like Bad Ends, and it's all about a gang of rough and tumble foxes, and then at the end they all die.
Yeah.
Because their meth lab in the basement explodes.
That they hadn't mentioned anywhere else in the book.
Yep. God, in terms of, like, I really don't like... So, like, I'm okay with violence, but I'm not good with realistic violence, right? I'm totally
not cool with
torture porn. That, like Saw.
Yeah. Saw, or anything like that, or... Well, even things like Dexter.
Yeah.
Where they show, you know... They show the show cutting and murder and stuff like... Shows like Grimm, which Panther and I have been watching, you know, lots of fuckers die. But it's never, like, explicitly shown on screen. Well, you see a body occasionally.
Now, you know how you see... Have you seen Bones?
Yeah.
Okay. There's always the first 5 minutes where I swear all it is okay, special effects crew... Make something goopy and gross, but it looks like it belongs out of a haunted house. You can blatantly tell it's kind of gooey and kind of... It's supposed to be a body, but...
It's moist.
It's gooey. There's bones. Have fun. There may or may not be maggots.
Yeah. They're like...
That is a great title for, like, an autobiography.
There may or may not be maggots. You're being quiet.
Kind of stuff is totally not my thing. But yeah. What about you, Kyo? Do you not like dying at the end of stories that feature you?
Yeah. Let me not go down that path.
Yeah, speaking of trigger effects, good job, guys.
Getting murdered.
What? Anyway.
Sorry, Keo. Sorry you got murdered. Crossbows are a bitch.
What?
We'll explain later. No, we won't.
Okay.
Oh, God. I don't know. It's really hard for me to, like, for trigger things, because I don't really let things bother me that much. I guess recently the only things that kind of bother me is when people are like, God, like, because I do the whole
drag thing. Yeah, when people can't breathe properly, they go, God, that really bothers me. Yeah,
you can just get up and smack him. I mean, wind up and get a good old, get the shoulder into it.
Oh, really?
I don't know. I guess it's like, because I do the whole drag thing and I get a whole bunch of responses like, God, you're such a new, like, I get a lot of hate people that message me about stupid shit what? That I'm doing. Really? Yeah, like.
Yeah, it surprised me too.
They're like, oh, why aren't you doing this correctly? Or, oh, what the hell? Why does it take you so long to do something so simple?
Are these people who are also drag?
Some of them are, some of them aren't. It's like, yes, I'm in the learning process of it all, and I'm trying to learn how to do all my makeup, so it's not, like, on point perfect, especially a lot of my older stuff. Like, it was really bad, and people that are just, like, degrading the art of it, I guess, because the people that are like, oh, well, you know, you dress as a woman, so clearly you're having sex, and this is a sexual thing for you. It's like, no, actually, it's not at all. It's a hobby. it's an art form.
And what did you describe it as having sex when in drag? It would be like, because there's all the girdle and everything else like that. You're understanding so many layers that don't even think about it.
I just don't, yeah. I mean, I don't approve of clown fucking. Like,
that's hot.
Just, there's so many layers to it all, and it's just, it's uncomfortable, and no one should want to have sex, and I don't approve of clown fucking.
Clown fucking?
So, drag queens, since they put on so much makeup, it's comparable to clown makeup, mm-hmm. because there's so much of it, so mm-hmm. when it's two drag queens, or someone having sex with a drag queen, it's considered clown fucking. That's the slang term for it. It's either kai kai or clown fucking.
Hmm.
Ah.
More you know.
So, yeah.
Okay, I hadn't heard that. Clown fucking.
So clown fucking triggers me. I'm really terrified of clowns and drag queens.
Especially when we rip our faces off.
Fear. When I've seen you take off and it's just suddenly dab dab, and then suddenly you wipe off, and then there's Keo underneath. It's like, holy shit! Yeah. It's like.
Well, Fuzzsaw, when I did drag at the office for Halloween, I did like half face, and I was like, look at all the makeup I put on.
That's right, yeah, and it's like some sort of weird alien special effect. You're like, we have blended in with you humans, and you take half the face off.
I love doing half face, it's fun.
Is that just when you wipe half of it off?
Yeah, wipe half it off, or sometimes I'll just do half of my face, mm-hmm. so.
Okay.
So, I'm not going to get to talk about that subject.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Yeah, I figured you were just going to cut me off there.
Moving on.
Dear, everyone forgets about me. I'm just a lonely old wolf.
Forget about me.
Way to go with the 80s theme there.
Don't, yeah.
Shut up, we're not paid royalties on that song. No. I guess, like, as an actual, if I defined, like, a trigger as, like, something that, like,
really gets underneath your skin.
Gets under my skin, or makes me feel a little bad, or affects me emotionally. Right now, it's cancer. Because it's the way my mom died, and ever since then, it's like, every time I hear that somebody died of cancer,
it brings me back to that time and when I'm thinking about my mom, like even just on the radio. So and so died today of cancer, and I'm just like,
oh. Well, that's actually a legitimate emotional trigger at that point.
Well, that was what the question was about. Yeah. But yeah, and a lot of times things with like I was watching NCIS with Tieran the other day, and like episodes that have to do with stuff about family. You know, in parents and children in particular. And it's like those kind of moments just still kind of bring up a little bit of sadness and memory in me. So I think that's probably it as far as actually what will automatically get an emotional response like that from me.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really know, and I know what you're talking about how it's kind of it bothers you. It's like, it's with what happened with my mom, it's like, I'm not sure what one thing to focus on, because there's so many different shit wrong there.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh my God, what got her? That's the biggest part that I have with mine passing on. It's like, we don't know what exactly happened. We know that something, they don't know what, damaged her heart. They don't know. It just kind of went poof, and they don't know why. And we'll never have answers now. But that led to other things, led to other things, led to other things, and then it's just like, well, fuck. But we still don't know what caused it, which really kind of sucks. So.
Sad puppy commercials. Fuck sad puppy commercials.
Yes.
Yeah. Please adopt me. Or I'll go to the chair.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, a lot of those like sort of imply that, you know, adopt this puppy before we incinerate him.
Well, unfortunately, like, that's kind of true, though, which is what's sad.
Yeah.
Anyway, next email.
Yeah. All right, we'll read an email. This is Sexy Fabbit. Hi, not ow, not so hard. Lately, I've been considering a less than conventional career, in part thanks to my newly discovered self-esteem and also thanks to my motivation from my friends after I mentioned it to them. I have considered possibly modeling. I'm not opposed to going for porn or stripping, but I would prefer to keep things clean. My friends urged me along, saying, "Yes, Fisk, not my real name, so that's okay to say over the air. You look great. If you want to model, go for it." There are a few things that have been bothering me lately, though. First off is the deeply rooted battle I have keeping my self-esteem alive. I was a pudgy kid and made fun of all the way through until graduation day. Puberty had its fun smoothing out my features after I was out of school. I finally lost all that weight and for the first time completed a New Year's resolution. Last year I decided in June that my New Year's resolution was to drop to 140, gave up it on then in November after Thanksgiving, shit got real. I was 200 pounds, and on New Year's Eve I weighed in at 12 o'clock, exactly 138.9. So, that's... No, he didn't lose 60 pounds in a month. That's not possible. But he worked on it, I'm sure. Now, that's all said and done. The second issue is bother me. Aren't models supposed to be muscular? I have good legs, love to run, but everything on my upper body except for my forearms are twiggy. I have no idea how, but I look like Popeye. I don't work out on my forearms. Can I still model without being muscly? A doubtful hybrid, Fisk Fabbit. P.S. I heard Fuzz talk about spanking in one episode. I thought it was stupid, but then I tried it. Turns out being spanked is really fun. Don't knock until you try it, folks.
Another one. Another one has been converted. I got my free toaster made of paddles.
You're gonna have a bad time unless you're going for the waifish look. It really depends on, I guess, what jobs are available. I certainly have never looked into that myself, but, you know, going to a gym and getting a little bit of definition probably couldn't hurt.
Yeah.
You know.
See, I can talk on this one. I know this one.
Okay.
Oh? So.
Were you a model?
Oh, God. But, you know, with the new drag connections and stuff I've been getting, I know a lot of people that are in modeling now and whatnot. So, first and foremost, if you're going to get in a modeling career, I'm very sorry for you. Don't be discouraged at doing it, but expect disappointment. It's really hard to get into a modeling career unless you know people. And it's a very thankless job, and the things that models have to go through in some of their shoots are, it's hard.
It's so difficult to be really, really ridiculously good looking.
Well, like, some of these models look at set up, they don't know what some of their shoots are going to involve. Mm-hmm. So you'll go up on stage and they'll be like, okay, we're going to super glue all this shit onto your body. And we're going to put this highly acidic, like, makeup on you. And it will, yeah, like, they'll
Are we talking about models or bunnies?
Yeah. Could be both. So, I mean, it's one of those jobs that you really go into and you don't know what you're going to go through. Mm-hmm. And if you want to move up in the career, you kind of have to go through the phases of it. And you really, especially with a new model career, like, most people just don't get looked at. It's really hard to break into the modeling career. And such a high-demand job that requires this obscene image thing, because they'll retouch you on Photoshop, but they still
want a good base to work from.
They'll have a room full of 50 people. They'll eliminate everyone but two people.
Yeah.
So it's a really hard job. So I guess from everything I've heard from all my friends that model is just, if you're going to go into this, go into it strong-willed. And just know that it's not going to happen right away, because it's not a smart aspect of your, I'm going to just do it and I'm going to be super famous and that's just what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
It's, well, it's kind of like writing or anything else where you're creative and you've got a product that you've got to sell and get recognized for.
And it's really bad, because a lot of these people, they're like, I look really good. And especially with models, because you go into it thinking, well, I look good, and then you'll have 50 people tell you you don't look good, mm-hmm. and that you're not worthy of their camera, or that you're just horrendous, get off the stage, like, leave now, you're out of the shoot, because you don't fit this image they have in their head.
Mm.
So it can be really mentally degrading to do a model career, because they're looking for certain things. But it's not impossible, it's very hard. So don't go in with this magical starshine, like, this is going to be a great career. It's hard.
Prepare for failure.
Yeah, it's a very hard career to get into.
If I take a picture of you, I will have to throw away this lens, because it will be shit then.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of my studio.
Like, I was talking to my friend Christian, and he went in for a shoot, and they super glued foam, like a foam afro on him. Super glued it, mind you. They put all of these prosthetics on that were very difficult to get off, and he was pretty much head to toe prosthetics. And the process, he said he literally stood in one place for 6 hours for them to just apply the first base of makeup. Like, it takes an obscene amount of time for some of the stuff they're trying to do in some of these shoots, so.
Yeah, you basically have to realize that you're a model. It's not necessarily walking down a runway and looking pretty. You could be pretty much a central part of, like, an art project.
Or
where you are the installation.
Yeah, sometimes it's not just a base coat of makeup they put on you. Like, some of the photo shoots, especially since everything's getting really modern art forward with a lot of the stuff, like, they're doing a whole bunch of crazy stuff with, like, shows like Face Off and stuff. Like, that's where a lot of the new covers are going for a lot of the different fashion magazines and stuff, is they want this more, like, freaky output, and there's more unique aspects in it, which involves a lot more time and effort.
And you standing around getting stuff super glued to you.
Yeah.
So should he start super gluing safety pins to his face now? Or wait till later.
You'd be surprised at how much super glue is actually used in makeup aspects. Like, they'll super glue stuff. It's a really old, like, club kid trick. They'll super glue crap all over you, and it's crazy. It hurts like a bitch.
We're going to super glue this dildo to your forehead so you can be a pretty unicorn. What was I going to say? I was going to say something. I can't remember what it was. And it was relevant too.
I'm sorry, I destroyed that.
No, it was on the topic, you know. It wasn't a Zoolander reference.
Was it about like modeling or?
Yes. I thought about different jobs or something, modeling. It's like close to the thread, like you were saying, like an art exhibit or something like that.
Or even if you're like one of the people who's, they're getting suited up into like special effects level of makeup.
Special effects, you could be pretty much a living model. Like, it's...
I remembered what it was. This is not something I would generally have any knowledge of whatsoever, but Ellen Winkler posted a link to it on her Facebook. Mm-hmm. It is, I think it was Jean-Paul Gaultier had a fashion show in Paris like a week or two ago. Mm-hmm. And it was really different about it. Was he had like some aging punks, like 60-year-old guy with a really big, completely gray mohawk, and this older woman, well, she's like middle aged, but I guess that's considered ancient in modeling terms, is like she looked very space age, like she had this big bouffant hairstyle, it was completely white, but she was wearing like this gray sparkly suit thing, like sort of like a 60s space mom kind of look, but it was a runway show. The whole thing was just very, like the punk guy was wearing a kilt and everything as well. It was just a really weird, interesting look.
Because Gaultier is really a haute couture artist, and most of his clothes are really, I mean, his stuff is amazing. Some of the stuff. We went to his exhibit when he was in Dallas, and it was fantastic.
My question about that is that, does anybody ever buy those clothes and wear them? Because it's a cool look for like an art show, but they don't really seem like practical outfits.
It's pretty much for the art of it. It's not.
So how does he make money then? If it's
because a lot of stuff's used in like movies and stuff like that.
Oh, okay.
And I mean, honestly, the fashion. Some people will just buy it to have it.
Yeah.
Because they'll wear it to, like, runway shows, or they'll go to, the Grammys in it, or some crazy crap.
Yeah.
But mostly they sell their designs.
And other things we'll use it as a basis, or do a spin on it, or we like this collar, cool. Or... And they'll do, like, a more practical version of it.
Yeah, he had, like, half space helmets on some of the people's, like, supposed to be, like, aliens or astronauts.
One thing I heard about is, like, there'll be a big rage on the fashion walks of Paris. Like, somebody comes out and does a collection in blue, and then a couple of people will see that, and they'll like it, and they'll start taking that tone of blue, and you'll basically see, like, 3 years later, you'll see that evolving into something that shows up on general shelves.
Mm.
So it'll kind of percolate down through everything. So... shades of it will make it out, but not the fashions
The fashion stuff is like, this is the wildest shit that you'll never see in a person's body. But...
outside of, like, Hollywood runways.
Like, a few years, like you said, yeah, there'll be, like, hints of that style in common clothing.
Yeah.
All I know is whoever's thought to bring back neon needs to get shot.
It's because of the fashion trends. We're going to early 90s, late 80s.
Really?
Yeah.
Awesome. I want my Hobie neon shirts from the late 80s.
What I'm hoping is that they'll get the jewel tone, really rich, like green and purples, back again in a couple of years.
Well, basically how fashion works usually is if you go through every 10 years, you go back 20 years and you can see what the fashion's going to be.
Well, I was at a Kohl's today, which is about the most commoner of commoner clothing stores. I got a nice purple shirt. But, like, they had some of these golf polos, which were fucking fluorescent. And they had some other shirts that were just regular off-the-shelf shirts. Plain and neon. So, yeah, it's very much late 80s, early 90s right now.
Yeah.
Which I hate. Well, I hate that fashion style.
I really hated the earth tones we had come through these last couple of years, because earth tones to me are very depressing. Everything is brown.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, I loathe more than anything else. I hate when they are mixing like turquoise and like chocolate brown or aqua and chocolate brown. I was like, ugh. And I couldn't find anything but that. I mean, I go out to buy something and it's all this horrible stuff. It's like, fuck.
All of the why.
I need to buy something and it all looks like shit. So I'm hoping that we'll cycle out of neon and we've moved past earth. We went from like earth tone crap to neon. So like this completely utter rejection of fuck this noise. Let's go as bright as fucking possible.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting because we're starting to transition out of the 80s, early 90s to, weirdly enough, trend like women's clothing starting to trend towards 50s style, which is really weird that it went back that far. Like, there's a big movement on like the old 50s outfits, like
the like Jackie O type thing.
Yeah, stuff like that, or like the really crazy
pillbox hats coming back.
I've always kind of liked pillbox hats. Pillbox hats with pearls. Oh, I'm weird. But they get Jackie O is
gloves cool. And little mint green purses.
Fuck the mint green purses. But again, fuck purses. I hate.
Don't you know asparagus is the color of the future?
God. Oh God, that pukey pea soup green can just fuck right on off. I hate it.
Yeah, that was actually like a big deal for a while back in that time frame, and they produced everything from.
Oh God! So long as we stay away from 70s orange and brown.
Oh please God!
That orange red,
the orange and the orangey gold and the brown.
And they made appliances in that color.
Well, they made appliances out of that horrible green color too.
Yeah, avocado green. And chocolate brown were the big colors in the 70s for appliances. Right off.
But yeah, we're definitely trending towards like minimalist. What you call it? The pinup girl type styles, stuff like that.
I don't mind that pinup style. It's actually kind of classy without being too incredibly whorish.
Yeah, I prefer that over the neon bullshit from the 80s.
Yeah. Yeah.
Man, fuck y'all. I want my 80s stuff.
I'll take everything but the neon colors.
Neon, woo! I'm trying to find a reference for this 80s con badge I'm commissioning. It's like a good 80s neon shirt.
It better be a hair band.
All right. I'm going to ask Kit up the Tumblr. Okay. Dear Notcast, I'm having some issues and I'm not sure what to do. Since you've given great relationship advice in the past, I decided to turn to you. You see, lately I've been recently in a breakup a few months ago, and I've since found a new guy to start dating. Now, while I greatly enjoy the company of the new guy, the old guy has come back into the mix. I'm tempted now to get back with him. Should I stick with my new guy or go after my old one, who may be a manipulative ass? Really asking us this question? You broke up with him for a reason.
And it's like, what were the reasons behind the breakup? I'm gonna guess that he's just being lonely and needing a cock sleeve, and it's not gonna be any different.
When you end this conversation with manipulative ass, that pretty much says what the decision should be right there. Stay with new guy, fuck the old guy. Not literally fuck the old guy.
I mean, it doesn't hurt to maybe keep him at arm's length and be friendly, but yeah, if you broke up with him, you broke up with him, it was for a reason.
Yeah, now, what they said.
And now people are texting me for some
reason. If things go sour with new guy, then give it like a year and let the dude mature a little bit longer.
He's over there.
Because it obviously sounds, from the very little you gave, that dude's not ready for a relationship. If he's that fickle about it.
Panther is beaming his thoughts into my head. Give me just a moment to bring my phone back up. I was like, somebody's texting me, and it's Panther.
The answer is hit your ex with a dildo in the face.
What in the face?
What's wrong with your face?
I used this on my new boyfriend, and then I slapped you in the face.
It has a dildo on it. Alright, let me... Oops, that's not my Gmail.
Dishwasher dildos.
It's my other Gmail. Okay. Let me go through the email here and see if I
can. There was one more.
Yeah.
Okay. God, it's taking forever to pull up. This is another first word con report, yeah. I think.
Keo hadn't read one.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Panther says, uh-huh. Fuzz commented that he wanted his 80s stuff. Dire Straits is in my head. I want my MTV.
Yeah.
Money for nothing and my checks for free.
This is a long one.
Fuzz could read that one.
It's the last one, Keo.
Fuzz can read that one.
It's a wall.
Honey, walls stopped about 7 paragraphs prior.
Oh, it's even worse on a phone screen.
Yeah, scroll. Which, well, it's a con report, to be fair.
Bitch, I could build China around that.
Well, on that note, good night and big balls.
Pool's closed.
Suck my ass and call me bitch.
So, since we're getting close to the end of the show, Savern, do you have an Adam and Eve item?
Yup.
Ooh. All right, talk about it.
All right, so this week's item on AdamEve.com is another porn parody.
The Assplower 9000.
No, since we were talking about wrestling earlier.
Oh, dear.
Oh, perfect, perfect.
This week's item...
Marcus Noble, this is for you.
Yes. China, Queen of the Ring.
Oh, my God,
see
China.
See China the way you've always wanted to in a triple X fuckfest with her fellow wrestlers. She hits a mat for a 6-on-1 group grope, slurping the Iron Sheik's cock before riding Stone Cold's piston in reverse cowgirl. In the title bout, Hulk Hogan bottoms out in China's tight ass while Ric Flair goes, woo! And gets deep-throated at the root. To the roof. To the root? Okay. 103 minutes plus 45 minutes of extras. Oh, yeah! $29.95. Use our coupon code NOT. That's KNOT. Get 50% off.
Woo! China's fucking terrifying. Those arms could kill Obama.
She's an actual wrestler. Now, the guys she's fucking are totally not anywhere near the wrestlers.
Wait, it's not actually her, I'm assuming.
No, it actually is China.
Oh, really?
As in the ex-WWE diva. China.
China's terrifying.
Wow, so she did a porn. Okay.
She did several porns. Oh, hey! It stars Ron Jeremy, even.
Wow.
He could be the referee or somebody, right?
Actually, I think he is the referee, because I'm looking at the cover.
No, China, don't let it near your googly bits.
Googly bits?
Apparently he's hung.
He's like obscenely hung. That's the only reason anyone knows him.
Because he's kind of, well, a little bit,
Oh, he's disgusting.
So, anyways, yeah, you can totally get yourself China Queen of the Ring for $30 or $15 if you use our coupon code.
KNOT.
Go buy yourself if you want wrestling porn and stuff.
And if you're good enough, China will punch you in the dick.
I'm not surprised that it exists. I'm just surprised that it's straight.
Or is it?
Ooh.
Yeah, there might be some lesbian in there.
Well, you know, China, you know, she probably has a crazy enlarged clit by now. She's gonna hyena porn this shit.
I was gonna say, watch China fuck Hulk Hogan with her hyena cock.
Oh my.
Path, this is for you.
So, yeah, I guess we're just gonna skip that one email. Because it's really long, and it's also past 10 o'clock.
Yeah, we are ending earlier now, because we're recording on a work night.
Plus, we started a little bit later than normal, too.
It's a school night!
It's still going to be like an hour 30, I think.
I should have been dead 5 years ago.
So, yeah, we'll see you guys next week, and I should post something onto our FA, just so people they realize we're not dead.
Come say hi and show me your ass at BLFC. I'll decide if it's spank-worthy.
Yes.
Bitch!
Come join Fuzz's fox harem.
You should just carry the paddle around with you around the convention.
Like a scepter.
I think that might be...
Put a string on it and just
swing
it around.
I'll just say that I'm cosplaying like what, a Revenge of the Nerds frat boy or something.
Yes. Yes. Sure. Okay. So, on that note, good night.
Good night.
And big balls.